Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm excited, ladies and gentlemen, because one of my favorite actors in the world is with us right now. Jack Klugman, all of you. If you haven't seen Jack Klugman doing something on television or on stage or in the movies, you know, where have you been? In a cave or something? Jack Klugman has graced us with his talent and with his spirit for a long time on this earth, as well as a long time on stage and screen. He and his son, Adam, are with us right now, and Tony's new book is Jack's new book is called Tony and Me, and of course you know who Tony is. That's Tony Randall. Jack, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. You know, you remind me, Johnny Mercer came and saw me one time at a party. He said, "Holy mackerel, I haven't seen you on television for half an hour." I used to do a lot of shows.
Yeah, you sure did. And Adam, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. And Jack, my first memory of you, I know I've subsequently seen some of your earlier work.
Message now, press but, pound.
But my and first memory of you,
press four.
My first memory of you, Jack, was on the Twilight Zone.
I was old by then. That was 1960.
Message
now.
What's going on?
Well, I think we've got our conference situation here. You guys conference in. I think we're getting a recording there. But Jack,
Twilight Zone was 1960. I did the first one.
Yeah.
I've been
around
a long time before that. I was doing Gypsy at that time.
I know.
I was about 38 years old.
Jack, I want to, the book, Tony and Me. This book is, as I was going through it, Jack, this book is part history book. It's part who's who in Hollywood, part biography, part autobiography. But most of all, this book's a love story, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a tribute to Tony and how he gave me back my acting, my life, really, and how he opened me up. You know, I never trusted anybody. I never let anybody in my life. But when you get sick and when you have cancer, you get needy. And Tony was there. Everything he ever promised me, he came through. He handled my vulnerability with kid gloves, and he got me to trust people. I trusted my children. I brought them into my life, and my life has been richer ever since.
Well, when were you first diagnosed with cancer?
And in 1989 is when they were going to do the operation. That was invasive cancer.
Yeah.
And when I came out of it, I couldn't talk at all. I had no sound at all.
Hmm.
It was worse than they thought. And Tony was the first one to see me beside my kids. He came right to the hospital. I said, "I lost my voice." He said, "Let's face it, you never did sound like Richard Burton anyway."
Only a true friend could get away with
it. "You're ready to go back to work. We'll find a venue for you." And he did. He found a venue for me 3 years later.
Well, and you were kind of, you were pretty depressed about losing your voice. I mean, you didn't have a chance to act, which is the thing that you'd love to do more than anything in the world. And Tony, he redeemed you, didn't he?
Yes, he did. You know, that was what was so wonderful about it. You know, we were friends for the first 5 years we did The Odd Couple. We were very close. But, you know, when you get ill, your friendship either reaches another plateau or it levels off and kind of disappears. Well, it reached another plateau, went higher, and he was there for me all the time. And when we did that play together, you know, when I was on stage, whenever I would get a big laugh, his eyes would tell me, "Go ahead, baby. I knew you could do it." He was so encouraging, so supportive.
Well, that's
I can't explain how wonderful he was to me.
That's the mark of a great human being to do that with you. Now the book, Tony and Me, Adam, you helped your dad publish this book. You guys could have had your pick of publishers all over the world, and you chose to self-publish. My audience knows that when I wrote my first book, I founded my own publishing company. We're now about to we've just finished publishing our second book. So I congratulate you not only for deciding to be self-published, but also, Adam, for creating a great product. What was it like working with your dad?
Well, first of all, thank you very much for the kind words about the book, and I think you hit it on the head. I thought I was going to be producing a book, and instead I did what you did, which was start a publishing house. And I don't know that there's any other way to do it, particularly if you want to launch something at the size, you know, whether you have a large celebrity and you really want to really do a big launch, you kind of have to start a whole company. So
right.
So thank you. It was much more than I bargained for. It was a monumental effort, and I'm glad when I hear people say that they like the result. As far as working with my father, I mean, how many guys get this kind of an opportunity? I mean, he and I have come through the fire together, you know, like any father and son. We had our difficult days, and we've come through, and now he's lived long enough, and I've gotten old enough where now our relationship is just gravy, and we're really friends first, and colleagues second, and then the father and son element comes in as this kind of beautiful complement to all these other aspects of our relationship that are a little more front and center. So it's been a real blessing for both of us. I think my father would concur.
Well, Jack, I'm sure that it's been a wonderful blessing to you to get to work with your son.
Oh God, it's been a joy. You know, once I finished the book, I turned it over to him, and he's so reliable, he's so imaginative, and you can trust, you know, I trust him so much, and he's fulfilled every trust that I've given him. He's been wonderful. He's imaginative. Things that I wouldn't even know about. You know, he's got me to enjoy even the 21st century.
That's
he's got
right.
me to enjoy the computer, which I never enjoyed before. He's just been wonderful.
Jack.
He's got me connection. Things I never, like blog. I didn't know what that meant.
You know, speaking to the self-publishing thing, I think one of the things that the publishing industry lacks, that without being critical, but one of the bigger houses lack is there's a certain lack of imagination, I think, that's in the industry.
There's no question about it.
Done a lot that's different since the printing press, and there's a lot of protocols and things that are in place that I think that kind of hold it back. So we tried to open it up a little bit and get Jack on the computer and blogging, you know, take an 83-year-old Jewish guy who wrote a book and get him blogging, and we're doing podcasts and trying to bring the whole effort of publishing a book into the 21st century and take advantage of as many avenues as possible to get people thinking about the book and talking about the book.
Jack,
that would be a part of any self-publishing effort would be to really get really imaginative about how we distribute and how you promote.
Adam, let me say it a little bit differently, maybe with a little more of a point on it. Major publishing houses is where creativity goes to die.
And I'm
glad you guys did what you did. And when we come back, I've got a lot more questions. I'm going to ask Jack, what's the most important thing he learned from Tony Randall? He's going to answer that right after these messages. 20 after, Jack Klugman and Adam Klugman are here, folks. The new book is called Tony and Me, and you don't want to miss it. Also, there's his DVD. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our... You know, folks, I've only just met him, but Jack Klugman is an old friend of mine. Jack, as I said, we go back, you and I go back at least 45 years, and I just want you to know that it's nice to finally get to talk to you, even though we've been old friends. I've been a huge fan of your work with Quincy and with the 12 Angry Men and The Odd Couple and on and on. Adam Klugman is with us, folks. That's Jack's son, and he's helped his dad publish the book. They formed their own publishing company, and congratulations on that. I like being able to just pay the printer and keep all the rest of the money. I know you guys are enjoying that, too. Adam, give us the website. And, folks, by the way, the book
is called TonyandMe.com, and it's kind of it's an opportunity for people to go check out the book. They can kind of get a sense of what it's about, see some of the pictures. There's a DVD that's included with the book of a couple outtakes that nobody's ever seen before that Paramount released to us, so you can see some clips. You can just a few of the clips that are on the DVD, as well as see some of Jack's recent TV appearances, and just get a sense of what the book is. And then, of course, you can buy it there, or you can buy it in bookstores.
Well, and folks, the DVD is worth the price of the book. I mean, it's so much fun. I've seen it, and the pictures in the book are excellent. And I tell you what, I can't think of a better Christmas present than this book would be, especially for those who, if you know somebody who's a big fan of Jack's in any of his work. By the way, folks, Jack has a one-man show he's doing all over the country. And Adam, I'd like to encourage you to put that schedule up on the website so people can find out more about that.
Yeah, that'll be up by the end of the week. I think that's a terrific idea.
Yeah, let's make sure we get that up. Jack, what's the most important thing? What's the most important thing you learned from Tony Randall?
That never take first, loyalty is so important. Loyalty is so important. And also, don't take any relationship that's for granted. If you have a good friend, enjoy it today. Don't take it for granted. Don't say later on, because when that person is gone, you can't express to them how you really felt. When Tony left, I thought I had bonded with him. I visited him in the hospital all the time when he was ill, and we talked about each other, what we meant to each other. I held his hand. We talked sort of intimately. But when he died, when he left, I realized I hadn't told him the most important thing, how he had opened me up, how he had taught me to let my children in my life. And it's so wonderful because I now give them unconditional love. They don't give it back, but it doesn't matter. And Tony taught me that. Tony taught me so much, but I couldn't tell him because I didn't know. I had in a way taken that for granted. Don't take any relationship that's worth its salt for granted.
Well said.
That's what Tony taught me mostly.
Well said, Jack. And, you know, when I think about you guys in The Odd Couple, I think everybody who watched that believes that you and Tony were actually cast for those two parts, Oscar and Felix. You two were actually cast for that from birth, weren't you? I mean, you were both born to play those roles, weren't you?
Well, I certainly was born to play Oscar. You know, I gamble a lot. I then smoked a great deal. I love women, and I'm sloppy. I'm not dirty. I'm clean. But you should see my apartment. It looks terrible. And every once in a while, the woman comes in and she cleans it. And, you know, she puts the clothes and she does the laundry and everything.
And Tony was really like Felix, wasn't he?
Tony was. He was not a neatnik, but he was the best Felix that ever lived. There never will be another Felix like him.
Yep.
Because he liked to help people. And that's what Felix does. He doesn't realize he's a pain in the butt. He's there to help people. You know, and he does it with such enthusiasm.
Right.
And such belief. He really was wonderful to work with. Just
Jack,
a joy.
Your voice is as it is now because of cancer surgery.
Yes.
And do you attribute that to tobacco?
Absolutely, don't smoke. Absolutely the worst thing I ever did. When I see people smoke now, and I see that fire, 150 degrees Fahrenheit, and they're inhaling it, I don't know how I ever did it, but that's what gave me the cancer. And that, you know, when I went to see the doctor, I tried to stall. I was doing a play. I said, can I do it? Can I stall the operation for 6 weeks? He said, Jack, if you don't have the operation in 3 weeks, you will be out of, you'll be short of breath, and in 4 months you'll be dead. I said, how could that be?
Wow.
I don't feel any different. He said, it's an insidious disease, and tobacco is the cause of it. So I imagine I've gotten 16 more years out of life because I stopped smoking. Please, if you smoke, stop it. It's a terrible, terrible thing.
Jack, you and Tony worked together, and by the way, thank you for that heartfelt testimony. I really appreciate that. I hope, I believe, I trust, and I pray that that made a difference in someone's life. You know, we've only got a little bit more time. I hope you guys will come back again. Adam, what do you think Tony would say about Jack if he were here right now?
I think that he would say that that my father was the bravest, gutsiest guy in the world, and a fine man and a great friend.
Well said. The book is called Tony and Me, A Story of Friendship. Folks, it's a love story. It's also a DVD. There's a DVD in it that's great. You don't want to miss this. Jack, congratulations. God bless you, and I hope you come back another day.
Thank you, Jim. I certainly will.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Adam. Good job, and congratulations on the blessing that you've had working with your dad. And good luck with everything. We'll see you guys.
Thank you.
We'll get you guys on another day. See you later. And don't forget, folks, check out that website, TonyandMe.com. I think that's right. And Jack's got his one-man show around the country. So that's a special event, folks, that I know you want to try to find. 29 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back with Bob McGraw.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.